Now, I would say in that regard, I would assume that my situation here in Vancouver is quite unique. And I think that most people would be more like you, where if they go to a country, they would, in fact, benefit more from it. Mm-hmm. Me, having had already so many Korean friends here, it didn't make a big impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say in several regards of when I came back here yesterday and I got off the airplane and I went to the information booth to ask where I can buy a bus pass, I was like, oh, I can speak in English. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is just revelation to me where
right. For
a month I was like, okay, well, I have to say this in Korean. And that just became something natural for me
right. Where
I speak in Korean if I see someone.
Right? Which is good.
Right, exactly.
Which does something to the brain.
Yeah, it does, absolutely.
Does something to the brain.
Yeah.
Beyond the actual exposure. Mm-hmm. Because so much of language learning is tied up with the attitude that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say, it's natural, I got to speak Korean. Mm-hmm. Things are flying around in Korean. It's like, that's the world, that's real.
Yeah.
And if you're open to that, that turns a switch.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say, geez, I wonder, will he understand me? I don't know, and I'll never learn the language. And all these negative things that many people carry around with them.
Yeah.
So to that extent, I think it's like if you're open to the benefits of visiting the country or living in the country,
mm-hmm.
then you will, take advantage.
Yeah.
If you're not open to them,
it won't. Yeah, and that's very true. And as I was there, I attended what's called Language Cast, a meetup mm-hmm. that's put mm-hmm. on by Hyun Woo Sun from Talk to Me in Korean
mm-hmm.
and his gang of people there. And there were, you know, about 100 people who attend every time. And that's various different backgrounds. Koreans, you know, Hispanic people, Europeans, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Americans, Canadians, and the whole bunch of them. And from the people that I met there, there were actually quite a few who were very comfortable not speaking Korean. They were comfortable living there, you know, within their, I guess, English bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone talked to them in English. And
so why did they go to the language cafe? They're trying to learn Korean now?
I guess some of them are, different motivations, whether mm-hmm. it be to meet people or so on and so forth. But it was interesting. And it's not that they don't want to learn the language, but it's easy to get comfortable when you have if you go to the language cast meetup, you meet very, similarly minded people. But also you can meet a lot of Americans and Canadians and continue your English streak
mm-hmm.
as you're there. But what's funny to me is that, like, with all that in mind, it's so much less in my mind about specifically being in a country and more about what you surround yourself with, regardless of where you are.
Okay, but you, and I mean, how realistic is it for people? Like, I hear from my Russian...
Mm-hmm.
There's this Philosophers Cafe organization here.
Mm-hmm.
So they have meetups around the city, and they have a Russian language one in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So I once went out there. First of all, it's like an hour to get there.
Yeah.
And then I get there, and there's a lot of people, in their 70s, nothing wrong with mm-hmm. being in your 70s,
mm-hmm.
that I don't necessarily have a lot in common with. I mean, it would take me a long time. And then if I were to get involved with them
mm-hmm.
socially, that is, a commitment of my time. Like,
right.
I got lots of stuff that I'm doing between the work and the family and all
yeah.
this kind of stuff. So how realistic? I mean, I know I had my conversation with Susanna Zaryski, who
mm-hmm.
suggested that I find a Russian to go grocery shopping with. And I can't possibly imagine doing that. And even when I have these random encounters with Russian people that I see and I start speaking
yeah.
to them in Russian, and their reactions vary from being not very interested to being very interested in how come I'm learning Russian and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say, oh, what are you doing next week? Can we get together socially? It's just a big step. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you developed this group of friends when you were younger, so you have them. But to deliberately to go out and...
Well,
and
I wouldn't say that because
yeah.
when I came back here 3 years ago, I didn't know anyone.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I came to I went to a specific place to try and meet specific people. So I think, of course, I probably have a benefit in the fact that I'm quite a bit younger, university age.
Right.
But I think that, I'm still of the conviction that, living in a country is probably more beneficial
mm-hmm.
overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's you know, day and night. I don't think it's like, oh, okay. This is eight times better.
As long as you are able to create your own little language world. So you're saying that you have to create this little social, this community. It's not sufficient to just, I mean, I also believe this, even though I always push listening and reading, I know that there comes a point where you have to speak.
Yeah.
And the listening and reading is only to get you to the point where you're not a burden on someone.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point, if you want to be really good in the language, you have to use it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So you're saying that in at least in Vancouver, we have a large Asian population. Now, if you lived in Medicine Hat, chances are you will not find.
Right.
But any large city, I mean, even in Barcelona, Spain, or Rio de Janeiro, or in Tokyo, Japan, certainly you can find lots of Koreans.
Yeah.
But how easy is that to do, to actually create that little...
Well, I mean, there are websites such as meetup.com.
Meetup is great, yeah.
And I think a lot of people aren't aware of it, but there are hundreds of meetups going on in probably your very own city.
Okay, but where, meetups, all right, I'll respond right there. I went to a French meetup here because I was interested in talking to them about Link. There were six people there. I went twice, not very lively. There was a Russian meetup, but they specifically said, we don't want foreigners who are learning Russian.
Right.
This is only for true blue Russian speakers. there was another one. And that's Vancouver. That's 2 million people.
Well, yeah, but I think at the same time, there are other French meetups.
Perhaps,
it's not to say there's only one.
There's a Francouver, by the way, which is more of a Quebecois one.
Oh, is
there? They got more people.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And I think it all depends
on... And there's a Latin Couver. So
if
you work on Spanish, you could do that too.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
I mean, not everyone has all the opportunities to do that.
Right.
But I think...
But Korean would be more difficult. Like, you've got to have a bit of a level in Korean. Similarly, Chinese. You can't just show up and say hi.
I did that, though. That's the thing.
You started from zero?
Yeah, I started from zero. Yeah. So
why were you interested in Korean?
I had some Korean friends in high school.
Oh,
but I think,
okay.
I mean, I really
so
will say that.
Okay, so it started from the social.
Yeah, it did.
Right.
It did.
Yeah.
But it
which gets back to your earlier point. There has to be a genuine social desire to connect with people. You can't use people as free tutors.
Yeah, and I think that was my experience in that I didn't want to meet these people so that I could improve my Korean.
Right.
But I genuinely wanted to hang out with them, spend time with them, be friends
with
them.
Right.
Right. And so it made it less of a burden of, you know, my Korean sucks, and more like, hey, I want to talk to you, so let's work through our bad language skills and continue to grow.
Right. And so, because they're your friends, they would have a little more patience
than
if you used to accost them on the street.
So, yeah, exactly.
Hello, sir. Or miss.
Yeah.
I like your dress, and can we talk Korean? You know?
And the thing is, I remain friends with a lot of the people that I met 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago now. So,
Okay. Well, look, that may be a subject of interest to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people want to hear more on this subject, I'm sure as on most of these language-related subjects, we can talk on forever.
Right.
Okay, well, glad to have you back.
Yep, thanks. Good to be back.